This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's blessings come in small sizes too. So this week, we've been talking a lot about the fulfillment of God's promises. We even imagined ourselves exhaling in the arms of God after just so much praying and hoping and journaling for prayers to be answered. But sometimes when we take on that mindset, we're always thinking about the big major blessings or miracles. And what I want to remind us today is that His blessings come in small sizes too, and sometimes those are the best ones to receive. When I turn to the scriptures and I look for a person who knew this well, it's David. David had a very close relationship with the Lord, and he gave him thanks for everything that he endured, the great battles and the victories over those, but also the smaller victories as well. As we know, he just had a very raw relationship with God, so he was always in a space of worship and gratitude. In fact, 1 Chronicles 18:6 says, "The Lord made David victorious wherever he went." So he teaches us how to be in a state of gratitude and to usher in those great victories after we've given thanks for the smaller victories or smaller blessings. So as you move about your day and give thanks for your small blessings, remember these words: "I will give thanks to you, Lord. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds." Psalm 9:1. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, usher in your greater blessings by giving thanks for your smaller ones.